What's good, everybody? It's your boy Anonymous, the author, aka Anonymous Rap Guy, and I am back with another podcast episode, man. I missed y'all, bro. I missed y'all, bros and sisters. Fam, that's what I call y'all, the fam. Got a pretty dope little episode for you guys today. It's just me in here right now. Hopefully some people start leaking in here pretty soon. But today's episode is going to be about some Oprah Winfrey stuff. You know what I'm saying? I want to get the Oprah Winfrey stuff popping. So I figured that's what I'll talk about today. The quote by Old Dog is, "If you look at what you have in life, you'll always have more. If you look at what you don't have in life, you'll never have enough." And that's dope. Especially coming from somebody like Oprah, who has humble beginnings, who has not even just humble beginnings, but troubled beginnings. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really, like, super powerful quote. And, like, when I read that, it made me think, like that's what I wanted to have this podcast be about, is kind of like that idea of, like, people need to be, I would hope that people can be a little bit satiated at certain points of their life where they feel like, hey, I'm happy at this moment, or at least feel happiness. That would be a hope that I have for everybody, that you can at least feel satiated and fulfilled in what, you know, what you got going on. And the idea of being satiated, knowing that, you know what, we've gone far enough in some aspects, brings me to my first topic of the day. And probably why a lot of people will stop by and watch this episode after I did the little clip. Apparently, according to an article I read, apparently scientists have created vicious little angry hamsters. Now, and I do mean genetically engineered. Okay, this is the story. Let's back up. I'm going to tell y'all the story, and then we'll proceed from there. So I got it right here. A team of scientists at Northwestern University in the U.S. have accidentally created overly aggressive mutant hamsters following a gene editing experiment. I'll finish it, then we'll talk about it. They were trying to increase bonding between the lovable animals, but failed. Using the controversial CRISPR technology, and I've heard of CRISPR before, that's gene editing. They can, like, gene editing technology is supposed to be cutting edge. I know there's supposed to be, like, a newer version coming out, or it's abbreviated for something else. But anyway, you can go in and basically remove corrupted, it's gene editing, essentially. Let's just call it genetic, you know, let's just call it that. Researchers at Northwestern University were examining a hormone called vasopressin and its receptor Afpria. Afprilla? Afpri1A. I don't know. Okay. But they opted to try and remove the latter from a group of Syrian hamsters with the expectation it would increase bonding and cooperation between the lovable little critters. Afpria is understood to regulate things like teamwork and friendship, as well as dominance and bonding. And they removed it, and what essentially happened was they did not bond. They became vicious and angry, and they attacked each other. So, what have we learned today, folks? Leave nature alone, okay? we need to be able to say, you know what, we've done enough, okay? Like, we've pushed it to the limit. Maybe not. Maybe leave the hamsters alone. You know what I'm saying? Maybe, you know, like, how much more technology is going to be made, bro? How much more advancements is going to be advancing? And I understand that's a very archaic way to look at things, but I'm getting old. Okay. These cell phones is getting more and more advanced. I remember I used to be the young kid on the block. Okay. You give me a flip phone. Oh, I'll break it down. You don't know how to pull up the snake? Let me show you how to pull up the game on your phone. I was the coldest one on the block with my little thumb, killing it on the streets. Okay. Nintendo 64. You couldn't tell me nothing, bro. GoldenEye. What? I'm the coldest with the, what? Super Smash Bros, fam? Ain't nobody gonna touch me, okay? And then things kept coming out, the Dreamcast. I was like, all right, let's throw a little funky. That's fine. You know, ain't nothing wrong with it. Still gaming, you know what I'm saying? And the PlayStation came, PlayStation 2. I'm like, all right, I got that. Ain't nothing to it but to do it, okay? And the PlayStation 4, 3, 4 would hit, and I was like, all right, I'm just tap out. I couldn't keep up. Technology be technologizing. That's what it be doing. And I can't keep up with it no more. So I am the grumpy man on the block, shaking my fist at the young kids with the iPads. Okay? We don't do iPads on this side. We still got sidekicks. Okay? I still got a sidekick in my closet right now, chilling. Some people don't even know what that is. But I will keep it alive. Okay? I'm bringing the late 90s to early 2000s back. Okay? If it don't come from if you from the 20 teens and later, you were born in that era, I don't like you. My favorite two cousins in the world, little twins, love them, but I don't like them because it was born in the 20s. Nah, I'm just playing. I love that little butts, man. I can't even joke about that. I love that with all my heart, but the world is crazy. And I don't know what to do about it, y'all. Making low. I mean, it does take the rage hamsters does take me closer to having my army of feral, you know, I almost want to call them spunkies, but not spunkies, rodents, an army of feral rodents. I feel like that would be the perfect defense mechanism just to be able to send them at people. Like, was that Rat King from Suicide Squad? What was her name? I don't know. I can't remember. Rat King or something like that. She was Rat King 2 or something. Whatever she was. I think that would be a dope power. Because hamsters, again, they mess your life up, man. They worse than rats. Well, nothing's worse than rats. All right. I don't care what nobody say. Nothing. Nothing is worse than rats. But anyway, man, I feel like this episode is going a little bit better than the last episode that I had. The last episode that I had was a little rough. Not even just a little rough, a lot of rough. Okay. It had been a minute since I've been on. It had been a while since I had really, tried at anything other than the voiceover stuff that I told you guys about. So I want to apologize to y'all for tripping. I want to apologize to y'all for maybe not bringing the A game, but I'm back on it now. You know what I'm saying? I'm up late. I'm working. I'm focused, driven, hungry, all of the above. But, like always, I'm gonna get to it. You know what I'm saying? I'm a hustle. I'm a, do what I gotta do. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, man, still working on voiceovers, still posting stuff. So make sure y'all click like, make sure y'all click subscribe, man. Make sure y'all follow the journey. Make sure you subscribe to the Patreon if you haven't already. Links are up. Links are everywhere. Make sure you're following the podcast. But if you're hearing this, then obviously you are following the podcast, and I really appreciate it. I won't say big things coming, but a lot of things are being pushed right now, and I'm just trying to stay consistent, just trying to keep working, just trying to keep hustling, just trying to keep chilling, and have a good time with it, man. So yeah, expect to see me once a week. I told y'all I wasn't going to leave it alone, that I was actually going to stay true and actually hold through and actually do what I say for once and try to stream at least on a consistent basis, at least once a week, and get the podcast once a week and get everything on a more consistent basis so people can look forward to seeing me. You can check out the schedule on Twitch if you are following me already on there. If not, it's Anonymous Rap Guy, Anonymous Rap Guy on all platforms. So twitch.tv/AnonymousRapGuy. And you should be able to see my schedule of when I'll be streaming. But it's always up after our stream. It's not like it's not like it's so exclusive where if you miss it once, I just delete it. It's just, you know, just wait 15, 10, you know, I'll splice it up like I always do. Milk as much content as I can out of it. we'll just see what happens, man. I don't really have much else to say. World's been crazy. The Texas shooting. I mean, just tragedy after tragedy. Rest in peace to those kids, man. Rest in peace to that teacher or teachers. I know it was 18 kids and they said two adults. So, oh, just tragedy after tragedy, man. And I don't even want to hear, like, I don't know. They're trying to point fingers at different people. It's just like, bro, it's just a tragedy. Like, it's just a tragedy all around. Like, putting the blame and pointing fingers at somebody else saying, oh, they should have done this or they should have done that, ain't going to bring back the lives that are lost. So, like, I don't know. It's just, and it's natural at these points in times for people to feel angry. But I'm like, man, everybody's to blame. Like, we all in some way, shape, or form facilitated this situation for this to happen to them. So, I mean, all you can hope for is that things happen that, you know, steps are taken so that this doesn't happen again. In whatever form that may be. Like, if it's legislation, if it's, you know, a public or private entity stepping in to ensure that this happened, but kids dying like this is unacceptable on any platform, level, way, whatever you want to call it, bro. Like, the status quo is not working. So, I mean, it's irrefutable to say that it is. Like, kids getting shot out, like, school shootings are happening way too common. People spazzing out on people and shooting people are just getting way too common and a part of daily life. So something's got to change. What that is or what form that takes, I don't know, but it's happening too frequently and too often for us to just keep being like, yeah, you know, it's fine. It, you know, I'm sure we're basically up to one a month, but you know, it'll die down eventually. Like, nah, bro, this is getting crazy. So whatever form that this change is, left, right, center, legislation or not, like whatever the change needs to be, we need to start heading down that path. Now, I don't have the answers. I'm not that smart, y'all. People that's been following me should know by now. I still struggle with, you know, scratch and sniff. I still don't understand how that works. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. I could just watch a YouTube video on it. But no, I'd rather just sit here and ponder about it. That's much fun and more entertaining to me. Seriously, though, like, how do you scratch it and it just smells? Okay, I'm sorry. Like, I understand you. Okay. we're just going to keep. We're not going to talk about it. It's magic. But I'm just going to move on. I'm just going to move on to the next subject here. Sticking on the whole Oprah Winfrey topic and the whole Oprah Winfrey idea. The idea of being a boss. The idea of being independent, I think, is something that. That chair squeak was vicious. It's something that I think we all, want is a goal I think everybody has. And like I say, I definitely feel like I'm headed down that direction. And I hope y'all are too, man. I hope y'all making those steps that I told y'all about in the last podcast that I've been following, that I've been trying to pursue. Because, like I say, it's not like I'm a billionaire, but I've been enjoying what I've been doing. I definitely find meaning in it, and it's great to set my own pace. I just got to keep hustling and keep trying to keep pushing it. You know what I mean? Because right now I'm tired as heck. I'm gonna pass out for a little bit and then probably take a little nap and wake back up, but. You know, you gotta have a hustle mindset. You know what I mean? You can't be on that. Oh, I'm just gonna, you know, sweat. I want to do a 9 to 5. It's like, nah, that's the life I chose. Late nights, early mornings. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. It's 2 a.m. over here, but I definitely wanted to get on here and do the podcast and, check in with everybody. Let y'all know what I got going on. I am going to try to hit some more stages, if not write some more to do some more shows. Had a couple things fall through on a comedy tip, which is totally a bummer. I don't want to say it took it out of me, like it made me tired, but it's just like you put effort into stuff and it doesn't come through. And it's like, all right, I got to focus, you know, I'm focusing on making as much money as I can, because it's not like small time voice act like me making billions and trillions of dollars, but it's enough to cover the bills, but just barely. So it's not like I have a whole bunch of wiggle room. You know what I mean? So I had to, you know, step away from the comedy thing because the comedy wasn't paying me millions. So that's kind of why I've been on the hiatus, which still isn't an excuse, but definitely getting things under control, getting things under a manageable, like, organizational tip,
I guess. I guess is the best way to say it. And, yeah, man, I think y'all going to enjoy the second half of this year. If y'all been following me this long, if y'all been dealing with my craziness and my quirkiness and my goofiness this long, then y'all going to be in it for a fun trip. My eyes are basically closed right now. I'm trying my best. I feel like I'm doing a pretty good job of hosting and talking, but I might run this back later and be like, "Oh, this was absolutely horrible." I need to reshoot this. But yeah, man, y'all just gonna have to deal with me. Y'all gonna have to deal with me at my worst. Y'all gonna have to deal with me at my best, man. We on this journey together, so I'm gonna keep. I'm gonna make sure I stay still tuned in with y'all. Y'all gotta stay tuned in with me because. Like I say, sometimes the work is exhausting, but you know, sometimes it feel like work, which is brings up an interesting question. And like I say, this all links back to Oprah Winfrey and being an entrepreneur and being your own boss. Like, at what point? Like, I'm motivated by doing things that I like to do. And I don't even want to say unmotivated. I despise doing things that I don't want to do. And so, while I like doing voiceovers, I hate editing. I do all my own editing. Everything I do is in-house. That's how I become so streamlined. And to me, the only real thing you need to know about editing is like just basic auditory, like, oh, that sounds good. Edit, like take out the other words, make sure it all flows. Like, it's simple as hell, but that's how I've saved a lot of costs and money. Like, I don't ship out anything. I probably will in the future when I make, like a little bit more income, but that's neither here nor there. I forgot where I was going with that story. I kind of just started and then this went off on a tangent. But, what I was saying was, like, I'm not only unmotivated, but I despise doing things that I don't like, which it makes me push hard when it comes to doing, this voiceover thing. You know what I mean? Like, I just think back to being stuck in that 9-to-5 grind, or not even, I didn't even work 9-to-5. It was like 7 to 3 or 7 to 2, whatever that 8-hour gap is in right there. Like, I just used to do that, but I used to hate it. I used to hate clocking in. I used to hate talking to people. I used to hate feeling like a freaking number in a machine. Like, even though it was like, they try to keep it like mostly in-house and mostly close and like, hey, we know everybody's first name, and you can see the CEO here, and, you know, you can talk to him if you ever feel, you know, it's like, I don't feel like I belong here, you know what I mean? And that sounds super privileged and super like, well, actually, I feel like they need to appreciate me. But it was just like, dog, I don't wanna, I always tell this little silly joke, like, they set you down, like, yes, we would love for you to be a part of this long term. Really? Okay, I'm just trying to work here for as long until y'all get me up out of here, man. If I get 2 or 3 paychecks out that ass, that'd be great before y'all fire me. That'd help me pay down some stuff before I get to the next scam I got popping. I was a terrible employee, man. That's why I was like, I might as well just work for myself. I might as well become an entrepreneur, try to be my own boss, because I'm a terrible employee. I was never on time. I never took things serious. I never got passionate about projects. It's terrible at meeting deadlines. I'm terrible about meeting deadlines now in my old age. You know what I'm saying? In my ancient age, I can't even meet a proper deadline. So I know it's not good for work. I know it's not. At least this way I can work with different clients. And if I piss somebody off because I miss a deadline, hey, I can go to somebody else. Not saying that I will. My products are top choice. And please look in the description below for my Fiverr link if you'd like to hire me for your voiceovers. If you want this buttery smooth voice for your voiceovers. For your voiceovers. Sorry, man. I'm corny. I know. I'm bad at it. Okay? I'm bad at it. I know I am. All right. You don't have to say it. Okay. I'm terrible at it, but it is what it is. I'm fat. I'm hungry. I'm a little bit sleepy. But we up doing the Midnight Train on the Anonymous Author Podcast. And if y'all don't know, I also host the Ohio BBW Podcast as the spokesperson on the interview side. So please check them out as well. They're doing very good work over there. Very beautiful women. I'm hungry, man. I've been baking my tail off.
Shouts out to the people that actually know how to cook. Like, not just follow a recipe, but, like, if I give you, like, spices, like, just random spices, and I give you, like, hey, here's two potatoes, like, you know, three carrots, a cup, some beans, and, you know, some mushrooms, and a chicken. You know, a clean chicken. They pluck the feathers out. It's a raw chicken. And they're like, hey, come up with a meal. And you don't get no cookbook. You don't get nothing. You don't get no, hey, this spice tastes good with this. But you just know, like, hey, we got ginger root. We got garlic cloves. But you don't get no instruction. Shout out to the people that could take that and turn it into an actual meal. To the other people that would just see that, freak out, and just, you know, have a mental breakdown because they're scared they're gonna have to eat raw chicken, or the people that just go, hey, I'll just, you know, throw a little salt and pepper on that chicken, be fine with it. But I'm talking about actually knowing how to cook, being able to understand seasoning, flavors, and being able to, like, oh well, put some garlic cloves, we're gonna smash that up with some paprika in there, put a little bit of chili, if you know what I'm saying. Chilies, chili powder, but you know they're whole, so no chili powder. I love a good spice. Jalapenos too. Crushed red pepper chili flakes. I've become addicted in my old age to spice. When I was younger, I used to hate it. I used to hit up Taco Bell because it was the best and only thing I could know about Mexican food at that young of an age. I used to go there and get just the mild sauce and be like, oh, it's so hot. That mild sauce ain't nothing but barbecue sauce with some pepper in it. It ain't got no spice whatsoever. But when I was young, I remember being like, it's so hot, I can barely handle it. But as I've gotten older, I've definitely been able to not only handle spice, but fall in love to an extent to it. Like, I've definitely, like, hot sauce stays in the fridge. Buffalo sauce stays on deck. Back in the fridge, because I literally was just using it. I baked some chicken nuggets, because I need to start eating better. They were pan seared and not deep fried, even though deep fried is clearly more delicious and crunchier. if you can't tell, I'm a little sad. You gotta be healthy. You gotta be able to treat yourself and not cheat yourself. You know what I'm saying? But when you're trying to lose weight, the whole definition, I guess, is literally to cheat yourself, because you're trying to cheat yourself out of the calories. You know what I'm saying? The calorizations. But anyway, man, I ain't going to be on here for much longer. Like I said, we usually run about 30 minutes. I'm looking about 23 minutes and 30 seconds right now. So, yeah, man, just be on the lookout. Going to be going live, like I say, once a week. So make sure that y'all are following and subscribed. Make sure y'all got me on Instagram, on all my social media, Facebook. It's Anonymous Rap Guy. Just search Anonymous Rap Guy. You'll find me. Just facebook.com/anonymousrap. Like, if you can't find me, it's a freaking problem. Or just go to my about section and Linktree and all that stuff is all there. Patreon will be in the near future. If you want to subscribe over there, I'm going to be doing a After Dark podcast, basically. I think I'm going to conjoin that with the Ohio BBW podcast and, do like a After Dark series over there. And, yeah, I think that'll be fun. I think that'll be pretty entertaining just to have everything come together, like that. And if you want to, that link will be down there in the description as well. Little as $3 a month just to follow along, join in, request reactions, get discounts on stuff, get first access bonus content, all that good stuff, man. And I'm still going to be working on the music, so that's definitely going to be the place where I try to get some feedback on some songs that I'm working on. And yeah, like I said, feedback on some songs, because some stuff is already done, and don't make no point to, for y'all to be like, no, 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 it doesn't sound good right here. And I'm like, look, bro, it's already finished. So I don't, he's going to deal with that one. I'm going to have to eat it. You're going to have to bite it. And we just going to have to enjoy it together. Cause I'm not going back and changing it, but yeah, I'm excited for what the future holds, man. Still got to go live on Twitch. I thought I was going to do it after this, but hecky bell, nah, that ain't happening. I'm having trouble just keeping my eyes open right now, man. I feel like my head is floating. I don't even feel like I'm on Earth no here, man. Earth no more. My head is on moon, just chilling on moon Mars, on one of the moons of Mars, bro. That's how far gone I am. You hear me? Titan, okay? Looking like Thanos right now with the ball chin. Nah, I don't look like that. But what I'm saying is this. I need to get my sleep. I need snacks. I need foods. I need bed. I need a couch. I need a lot of stuff, man. I'm working on getting my life together. But that's the hustle mindset. You know what I'm saying? Work hard, play hard. Ain't that how it go? Because I'm taking a trip somewhere. I'm leaving on an airplane. That's Mos Def, if y'all know, man. I'm a traveling man. Sorry. Most people don't know. Most people can't even understand what level that's on. You know what I'm saying? They hear Mos Def. They think, oh, Mos Definitely. And I slap them upside the head. I said, no, that's Yasin Bey. You hear me? I don't know why he changed his name, but it does sound like a very interesting. Oh, maybe Yasin Bey is his actual real name. I don't even know Mos Def's real name. I don't know a lot of things about, musicians and rappers and actors that most people be like, oh yeah, he's married to so-and-so and they did such and such. And oh, well, they've got the future on the thing and they've got three. I'm like, man, I don't entertain me and let me keep moving. That's what I think is wrong with the TMZ. But people feed into it, man. People love to click the like button, love to click the follow button, and then just scrutinize and hate on everything that person has going on. They're like, yeah, I want to follow you and see what's going on, but I don't like anything that's going on that I see that I selected to follow and see. It's like, dang, bro, you that? Make it make sense. Just click the unfollow button. But on the internet, people love to hate. People love to be sarcastic. They love to get the last word. It's just something inherent about the internet that people love to be like, well, actually, that people just love to do. But I don't know how that relates to that on any level. But it does relate to it. It comes up on occasion and switches over, bounces back like a mousetrap, if you know what I mean. If you know what I'm saying. But with that being said, man, yeah, this episode was about Oprah Winfrey. This episode was about satiation. Anywho, this episode is about being satisfied with your life and who you are and where you are in your life. And I hope that even if you feel like that you're not where you want to be in life, or even if you feel like the way that your life is going, or the struggle that you're going through, or the pace that your life is pacing isn't what you want it to be. I'm supposed to know it's always time, man. Time is on your side. Yes, it is. Like in any situation, I don't care if you're 70 years old with 2 more months to live. Like, time is on your side. Like, as long as you got a breath, as long as you got a will, as long as you got a struggle, as long as you got a hustle, like it's gonna be all right. So just know it's gonna be all right. Because Anonymous said so, okay? Big Anon said so. And I just learned of something. Some apparently called a QAnon. Bro, I'm so out the loop. I don't even know what's happening in the world right now to even understand that reference. But listen, I be chilling. I'm an anarchist at heart, at soul, in my spirit. Sometimes you want the system to crumble and then be rebuilt upon its shit. I'm sorry. Not even built upon its ashes. Let the ashes clear away, and then get a little cement and then build on it. Cause you want a solid foundation. You know what I mean? You definitely do. You definitely do. Anyway, man, I'm gonna go ahead and check out of here. That is the last of me, man. Talking and rambling and just getting crazy and doing all sorts of things that no human should logically or honestly hope to do. So I'm going to get on out of here, man. I love, peace, and chicken grease. I will catch y'all next time. Until next time, this has been Anonymous. I'm out. Peace.